A word for you from Psalm 45, verse 7. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. This verse is quoted in other places as well, because it is prophetic of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the full character of God is in him. Yes, Jesus Christ, who has always been the Son of God, became the Son of Man. And with what he went through, how he laid down his life, no wonder it says here, God, your God, has set you above your companions. And it goes on to describe here the joyful ceremony of being united with his bride. Read that for yourself and see what he sees in his bride, how he is able to change sinful man into something fit for the king. Notice his character, his nature is integral to who Jesus Christ is. It says, you love righteousness and you hate wickedness. The love and hate is together. It is not something that is mutually exclusive, but something that is twinned together, and it is God's very essence. This is what God is like. And if you believe that you're a Christian, if you've put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, this is the nature that he puts in you, that you love righteousness. You don't just start by going against bad things only, but you love what is righteous, what is noble, what is good, that which is of God. And you also hate with a venom, with the same anger, so to say, of you hate sin because God hates it. You hate it because of how it was destroying you. You hate it because it drove the Lord Jesus to the cross. He had to bear all the wickedness that you have displayed. No wonder you should hate it now and turn away from it. The Lord didn't cleanse you and wash you for you to continue in wickedness, but rather that you should hate it. And if you hate something, you get away from it, you turn away from it. And then it says, therefore your God has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. With that character of loving righteousness and hating wickedness, you will receive the joy of the Lord above all your companions. As Jesus Christ is the one who is personified here, so too he sets also that oil of joy upon you when his nature is in you, and you too, with him, love righteousness and hate wickedness.